This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union on Friday condemned alleged Russian cyber attacks that have targeted Germany in the run-up to this weekend's election for Chancellor Angela Merkel's successor. Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell says some EU member states have observed malicious cyber activities, collective designated as, quote, Ghost Rider, and associated these with the Russian state. Borrell's statement said the EU and its member states, quote, strongly denounce these malicious cyber activities, which all involved must put to an end immediately. Berlin this month strongly criticized what it called Russian attempts to influence the September 26th election of a new parliament. German intelligence believes they have been trying to gain access to the private email accounts of federal and regional MPs. Authorities said Friday a volcano in Spain's Canary Islands continues to produce explosions with lava. A European Union monitor claims the lava has destroyed almost 400 buildings on La Palma, including many homes on the western side of the island of 85,000 people. The government of La Palma Island said officials had recorded more than 1,000 earthquakes in the area over the past week as the volcanic ridge shook with blasts of molten lava. On a visit to La Palma, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced a package of measures to help get the island back on its feet and, quote, rebuild lives. Sanchez says the Spanish government will provide aid for rebuilding homes and public infrastructure such as roads, irrigation networks, and schools, as well as relaunching the island's tourism industry. But scientists say the lava flows could last for weeks or months. Authorities haven't reported any casualties from the eruption, though. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's central bank on Friday declared all transactions involving Bitcoin and other virtual currencies illegal, stepping up a campaign to block the use of unofficial digital money. Chinese banks were banned from handling cryptocurrencies in 2013, but the government issued a reminder this year. That reflected official concern cryptocurrency mining and trading might still be going on, or the state-run financial system might be indirectly exposed to risks. Friday's notice complained Bitcoin and other digital currencies disrupt the financial system and are used in money laundering and other crimes. Promoters of cryptocurrencies say they allow an anonymity and flexibility, but Chinese regulators worry they might weaken the ruling Communist Party's control over the financial system and say they might help to conceal criminal activity. China on Friday listed more than 100 instances of what it said was American interference in Hong Kong affairs, including U.S. President Joe Biden's show of support for a pro-democracy newspaper. U.S. politicians and officials have denounced China over its tightening control of the former British colony of Hong Kong, especially the imposition of a sweeping national security law last year cracking down on dissent. The ministry posted a list on its website, which detailed instances of U.S. interference since 2019, including the signing of the Hong Kong Autonomy Act in 2020 by then-President Donald Trump. Trump ordered an end to Hong Kong's special status under U.S. law to punish China for what he called, quote, oppressive actions against the financial hub, which returned to Chinese rule in 1997 with a guarantee of continued freedoms. Singapore said on Friday it will tighten COVID-19 curbs from next week to limit social gatherings to two people and make working from home a default, a bid to contain a spike in infections and reduce pressure on the healthcare system. Authorities said cases have increased more rapidly than had been expected, while the city-state's vaccination rate has plateaued after hitting about 82%, one of the highest rates in the world. Singapore's health ministry says to further protect its population, the Southeast Asian nation is expanding its booster vaccine shot program to cover those aged 50 to 59 years old. And environmental activists, many of them students taking time out from school, staged rallies around the world on Friday to demand that leaders take stronger action to curb climate change amid dire warnings of an increasingly hotter globe if nothing is done soon. Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg planned to take part in a protest in Berlin 2 days before the German election, in which climate change has been a major topic. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.